Okay, we're good to go.
So we're going to call this meeting to order on September 21st, 2018. We'll take a roll. Nick Bauscher.
Tyler DeHolst.
Laura DeHolst.
Samantha Shoup.
Steve Ballard.
Amy Campbell.
Casey Kennington.
Stephanie Mathers.
Spencer Adams.
Debbie Dean.
Cool. All right. Now I'll take a motion to approve the minutes from August 2018 board meeting.
I motion that we approve the August 2018 minutes.
I second.
All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All right, minutes have been approved. And are the student and parent here?
They did receive a certified letter.
I didn't see anybody coming out, but okay. The front door has been locked, so.
So can anyone discuss this and we'll give them 5-10 minutes?
We got to go to a closed session, right?
After we discuss.
Yeah.
You have a packet. Well, does it have to be closed?
It has to be closed if you're talking about a kid.
If we bring up a name, it has to be.
You don't have to give anything, yeah. So you can have the. So we'll have to, if they do come, then we'll just go into it.
Well, in the past, we can give them a couple minutes. In the past, we haven't shown. We've discussed things in a closed session and made the recommendations of that meeting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is somebody down there to, just in case? Do they prop the door open or?
No, I can go way down there if there's other things on the agenda.
We can jump to the financial review.
Okay.
And then we'll.
Yeah.
See Spencer.
So should the budget detail budget summary should be on board on track. If you'd like a hard copy, I do have a few of those.
Not standing on board on track.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm in the agenda.
You're in October.
Oh, that's probably why.
Is it there?
Yeah. It's,
yeah.
That's good.
Don't know how to use the computer, apparently.
So, looking at the financial summary, we're 16.7% of the way through the year. So, at this point, it's kind of hard to get a good idea of how the year's going to turn out, but we can get a relatively good idea based on where we are at this point. Looking at the budget report in the top left, just a refresher, the yellow highlighted color means that we're within 5% either way of where we should be at through this point of the year. Red means we're worse off than 5%. It could go either way depending on revenues and expenses. And then green, we're better off than 5%. So federal, that's typical this time of the year. You'll remember in years past that we've been able to request them. We've seen those at the very tail end of the year, usually in two different pots. This year, they're really hoping that schools will request those at least on a quarterly basis, and if not more. And so just the fact that they're suggesting that and hoping that it gives me hope that we'll see that a lot earlier this year than in years past. State funds, those are right on track for the most part. There's two line items that differ. School and trust, we get that at the very beginning of the year, and then teacher materials and supplies, that usually comes mostly at the beginning and then just a very small amount at the end just to tie it all out. There are a few line items that we are still waiting to receive. What they'll do is they'll catch us up on the first allotment that we see it on, and then it'll be an even distribution for the remaining allotment and those after that. So as far as revenue goes, we're in a good position. And as far as local revenue, I did receive a bunch of deposits from Rebecca, so we should see those on this next report in September. Looking at the expenses, our salaries, benefits, Those are right on track. Our professional technical services and purchase property services, those are on track for the most part. The purchase property services, that is slightly ahead of where we should be. It's due to our garbage, sewer, and water. That's where it comes out of. And so, summer months, we see our water bills a little bit higher than other months. I did look at last year, and between September and June, we spent $32,000 in that line item. So if that holds true, we're going to be fine. We'll end up about $45,000, and we had budgeted $50,000. So we're in good shape there. The other line item that's kind of making it a little out of proportion is our repairs, maintenance, and monitoring. That's, again, fairly normal to get the school up and running for the beginning of the year. And there were a couple larger ticketed items there. And there was some solder removal and some HVAC work that was done. The 500s, that's looking, that's actually looking really good. We're behind schedule there. And that's even taking into account the large board on track expense that happens at the beginning of the year. So overall, we're in good shape in that major category. 600s, that's where our classroom and office supplies come out of. So that one's normal to be front loaded as far as the expenses go. And then also, that's where our curriculum comes out of. So as we've discussed in past board meetings, we switched to a new curriculum this year. And so that was a big chunk that hit at the beginning of the year. And so that's why that one's looking a little scary. But we're still in good shape in most of the categories there. 700s, again, that's front loaded. That's your furniture and fixtures, your tech related hardware. And so, again, those are mostly done at the beginning of the year. Maybe a few trickle in throughout the year, but for the most part, I'd say we're pretty much done as far as those expenses go. If you'll look over to the ratios, a bit of good news there. Our days cash on hand, something that we've been really focusing on, that's jumped up to 106 days. So we had a goal of reaching 100. That's kind of the basement at this point. The state really, in the past, it's been anywhere between 75 and 100, but we've seen a trend where they're really pushing for 100 to 150 days. And so we're in that safe zone, but obviously we want to be better. We want to get a little higher.
So do you see that number going up by the end of the year?
It will, yeah.
And then when we pass the next budget, maybe that'll be, the goal will be, raise the goal?
Yeah, a large part is because the S&P review, we learned this year that they look at a 3-year average. And so just reaching it 1 or 2 years, that's great. It's going to help that average, but we want to see that be consistent. And so, yeah, increasing it, you don't want it to be way out of, way above what the state wants, then they'll look at it.
Do you think we'll be 150 at the end of the year, or are you
I would say maybe right in the middle, probably around 130, I'd guess.
I just wondered because we were jumped up 20 days from last month, so I don't know.
Yeah, and a large...
Spencer had an explanation for that.
Yeah, the bond and the allotment, the timing on that was off when the state was providing that. It came in at the beginning of the month instead of at the end of the month, and so it kind of skewed the numbers a little bit that way. But yeah, overall, we're starting off the year really good.
Yeah.
We might go 20 days, we might go 25, but we're not going to go. Our enrollment's down, so we're not going to go all the way to 150.
And yeah, as much as that's going to hurt us, I don't know, just because there is a hold harmless portion of the funding that the state threw in there a couple of years ago when they moved to the ADM and WPU. And so a lot of our funding is based off of last year's enrollment, but there is but definitely a portion that is still on the October 1 count. So yeah, it could decrease a little bit this year, but we'll definitely be looking at that enrollment as we budget for next year. Any questions on the budget?
Anything? Good. All right. Motion or take a motion to approve the budget?
We don't need
money. Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. Good. I knew that. should we go into a closed session and have Nance come in? Is that good with everyone? All right. Let's entertain a motion to go into closed session.
Make a motion that we go into closed session to discuss the competency of an individual.
I second the motion.
All right. How about it? All right, we'll do a roll call vote for the closed session.
Steve Ballard, aye.
Nick Bauscher, aye.
Tyler DeHolst, aye.
Laura DeHolst, aye.
Samantha Schiff, aye.
All right. We are now in closed session.